This is St. Louis Public Radio. A grassroots effort is underway to promote a, quote, renaissance in St. Louis. It's called STL Made. Former Enterprise Holdings executive Lee Broughton is leading the push to bring attention to some of the region's positive aspects. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spoke with Broughton about the effort that focuses on building local pride.
Whether that's our innovations and the innovation district startups, or the tenacious, big-hearted people that are doing these incredible things in the community or through culture that is really driving our region forward.
Who's spearheading this? I know you're the face of the project, but who's behind it?
There are literally tens of stakeholder partnerships that are involved. Mosaic Project, Arch to Park, Civic Progress. You've got all sorts of folks out in St. Charles, out in Belleville. You've got the Luminary and the Pulitzer. You've got Enterprise Holdings, the Four Seasons.
What are some of the specifics driving this renaissance?
In the city itself, there's over $8 billion of real estate investment going on. That's a fairly unprecedented level of activity. Other little barometers of it can be demonstrated in things like the attempt to bring an MLS team or a third professional sports team to the region. Then you've got thousands of stories of individuals that are just doing incredible work, whether that's Mama Cats serving the unhoused on a Thursday evening in North City, or you've got the Luminary Arts space out in Cherokee that has got these incredible kind of experiments going on where art is interacting with the local community, or out in St. Charles where you have some incredible innovations going on. Master Clock is a small company that literally is the timekeeper for NASA for the Olympics. There are just these sort of incredible stories that we really want to bring to life.
What's the game plan for getting those stories and this positive message out?
We have established a digital platform called vstl.com that will publish high production stories about these kind of moments that we are just describing. And then they will be seeded in social media. And then on top of that, we will have advertising campaigns that will bring a bit of awareness to the sense of pride that we can all share in understanding that these people are our neighbors. And we ourselves are, in fact, examples of what it means to be STL made.
As part of that advertising campaign, will you be targeting other markets or is this going to stay local?
The idea is absolutely to go externally outside of the region and begin competing hard for the next investor dollar, for the next startup to be housed in the region, for the next graduate that is going to have a great job and a career and a family and all the rest of it in St. Louis. But in the short term, we really feel that it's necessary for us all to recognize that this is all happening in our own region.
Is a dollar figure being associated with this push?
It isn't. It's a multi-million dollar campaign over sort of 3 years. It's less about the funding and it's much more about shining the light on the story.
How will you gauge results?
We're measuring how St. Louisans will recommend living here and recommend working here. We took a pre-wave measurement and then the idea is over time, we will keep that survey in the marketplace and we will assess it twice every year. And we will make those results transparent to the public. And the idea is that as the storytelling and as the awareness increases and the engagement and advocacy increases, we believe those barometers will be great indicators for what sentiment is really like here amongst ourselves.
Are you aware of any other cities that are taking such an overall approach?
One of the kind of compelling reasons that we are doing this is because we do compete with other Midwest cities, the likes of Indianapolis, Nashville, Minneapolis. They have all successfully crafted compelling stories that have promoted themselves to prospective residents and investors. And we actually have noticed that we've lacked that to date.